This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Mike's side with us once again, horticultural entomologist with K-State Research and Extension, Raymond Cloyd. He brings us the latest briefing on what bugs are after it out there in our lawns and gardens. In a way, the usual suspects with a couple of additions to the list here, Raymond, but we last time talked of a handful of beetles of various types that are getting after it out there. Japanese beetle, elm leaf beetle, where are they standing?
Yeah, the Japanese beetles should eventually be in decline, but they will be laying eggs. Females will lay eggs in the soil, and then you get the grub stage. And that's when you hopefully were applied your emerit or imidacloprid or whatever you're using for turf grass early in May or June. So when those eggs hatch, it'll kill those grubs. If you didn't do that, then you run the risk of grub damage in your turf grass, especially if it's irrigated. You can use products like Dilox, but they don't last as long. And then the elm leaf beetles are just devastating this year. We have a number of trees on campus that are pretty much 80% defoliated. The adults should be out right now feeding, and if you can preserve your elm tree, if it hasn't been over 50% defoliated, you can spray with an insecticide. The typical pyrethroids or malathion or orthine will kill them. But again, it's if the tree is over 50% defoliated, don't even bother at this point. And generally, the question I get is, will it kill the tree? On these large elms, it's probably not going to do much damage. Several years of repetitious defoliation could become a problem, but not just one.
It really is cosmetic at this point.
At this point, it's cosmetic, and you got to weigh the risk and benefits. And by spraying, you're really not going to preserve the aesthetic quality of your tree.
All right. And squash bugs, we got into those last time as well in our gardens. And are they still in high numbers out there?
They are, Eric. And people that are growing pumpkins need to be aware because they love to feed on pumpkins. And most plants in the cucurbitaceae, they're not really a big pest on watermelon, as we've seen. But, you know, the eggs are laid on leaf underside. They're red. The nymphs will be hatching. They're initially pale, then they're gray. And then the adults will come out. And typically you see the nymphs and the adults together feeding. But, yeah, when the pumpkins start maturing, fruiting, cantaloupe, honeydew, zucchini, all that group. So you need to be out there if you want to protect your pumpkins from damage from squash bug. And it's going to take multiple applications, and sometimes you have to add a surfactant or spreader sticker because the cuticle of the adult is very waxy and it's hard to get the material to stick on it. So, but you got to be persistent. Some people will vacuum them up, some will hand pick them. So there are other non-chemical means of dealing with them.
Now let's introduce some other pests that are out there. Lace bugs.
You know, Eric, this is the first year I've generally, lace bugs are a secondary pest. We see them on sycamore, cotone aster, azaleas. But this is the first year I've actually seen them kill plants like aster. We've seen aster plants. This is a bloom, has a very beautiful perennial. Just wipe them out. When I mean wipe them out, I mean they were just dead. There were so many lace bugs. We're also seeing them on like eggplant and other plants out there. Like I said, it's been a banner year for insects, but this is the first year I've actually seen lace bugs be what I call a primary pest and have to deal with it.
So what is one looking for as far as lace bug activity, appearance and their movement and so forth?
Good question, Eric. They do resemble spider mite damage, but they will feed on leaf undersides. We've seen them on the top of leaves. The nymphs are distinctly black, but the adults are silvery, and they have a lacy appearance. That's their common name. And if you look on leaf underside, there's these black dots, and that's their fecal deposits. So look for bleached leaves, stippling or speckling, we call that, and then get really close and look on the leaf underside. And if you see these black nymphs or shiny, silvery, lacy-looking bugs, that's lace bugs.
And are they easily disposed of then?
Well, before they cause damage, I mean, we normally recommend a force of water spray, but the levels we're seeing, it does warrant using like an oil or a soap to begin with, because, again, they are causing substantial damage to a number of plants.
Raymond, once again, thanks for stopping over and providing this good information.
Always enjoy it. Look forward to our next meeting, Eric.
Horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of Kansas State University. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. Over this, the K-State Radio Network.